Back on KDNS 94.1 with John Bowden. Today we're talking with Caleb Wagenlast, a 6'1", 250-pound defensive lineman for Friends University in Wichita. This is the continuation of college sports and athletes who are playing college sports this year. Caleb, how's your summer been going?
Summer's been going great. Getting back into it now with football starting up again.
Well, Caleb, you come home every summer, and you've been down at Friends in Wichita for 3 years. You come back and kind of work for the in-laws, so to speak. Nothing in writing, but been dating Tori Slavik for a long, long time, a great track and field athlete at UNK. And the Slaviks always need help. Great farmers south of Kendington. Get along with Daryl and Todd real well. Talk about your sub and regiment this summer, what you've been doing to get better.
Yeah, this summer I've been staying in the weight room quite a bit, lifting every day that I can, doing a little bit of training here and there now that we're back in Wichita, hitting the field. The farm always keeps you in shape, though. Sure humbling.
Well, Caleb, you're a 2023 Thunder Ridge graduate. Your senior year, you were pretty much all-league, all-district, 3 or 4 years there at Kendington. Head coach Joel Struckoff took you guys to the state championship against Axtell, 10-2 your senior year in 2023 at Thunder Ridge. Axtell, I think that year had won their second or third straight title when they knocked you off, and now they've got 5 state championships. Just kind of remember what you remember about your senior year playing a great schedule, going 10-2, playing for Joel Struckoff, and then capping it off with a chance to play a very good Axtell Eagle team in the state championship of 8-man in Kansas.
Yeah, my senior year was probably one of the more fun years of football I've ever played, and we had a great season, great team, solid back, solid line, so we were able to do a lot. Axtell's a great team, so we ended up dropping the state game there, but overall, my senior year was pretty rewarding, and it was nice to say that we've been to the state championships, but just couldn't pull it off that year.
Well, Caleb, you moved on to 11-man football from 8-man and trying to get into the lineup and play a little bit more as a defensive lineman. What would you say is the biggest change going from 8-man to 11-man?
Well, the biggest change is the field gets a little bit bigger there, more guys on it. So that's a big change. And then when you got to deal with, obviously, those bigger linemen in college and different schemes that you aren't used to from playing 8-man, that's probably the biggest difference I've seen and had to do was more of like the schemes that you're going to see rather than those 8-man schemes.
Well, Caleb,
more linemen to go against.
Excuse me. Caleb, you have had Terry Harrison, former Wichita Heights High School coach and then very successful at Bethel. And then moved over to Friends about 4 years ago, and then had 2025 NAIA National Champion Grandview College out of Iowa on the ropes in a playoff game, and then they ended up beating you down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Very successful, 9-2 last year, and KCAC among the favorites this year, along with Evangel McPherson and Candace Wesley. And kind of talk about Terry Harrison, what he means to you, and what he's done for the team down there in Wichita.
Terry's a great guy. I love Coach Harrison. He's big on team culture. He preaches having the best team culture in all of college football, and I feel like we're really close to achieving that, if not have achieved that. He preaches about Jesus and the Lord a lot, and that means a lot to be a Christian warrior that plays a violent brand of football still, but does it within the right way. So having a coach like that means a lot. He teaches you a lot of valuable life lessons for after you're done playing football.
Well, Caleb, there's not a lot of 8-man teams on the KCAC teams, but I believe maybe a Ness City kid played there last year, and then you've got a young man from Onega coming, along with a few Oklahoma kids that have played 8-man. You don't see a lot of 8-man kids in the 11-man competition at college, but there's a few of them that have made it. How would you say that the 8-man kids transition to 11-man game, especially in the KCAC?
Transition to the 11-man game, it's probably a lot slower to transition there, but obviously it can be done. The Friends coaching staff does a good job of trying to incorporate some of those 8-man guys, give them a chance and an opportunity to play at the next level. Not every thought about very often. Do 8-man kids get that chance? So it's been really nice to have a few people to relate to from playing 8-man, kind of share stories about transferring to college and what stuff you have to do there. So.
Well, Caleb, being a defensive lineman, kind of talk about your D-line coach. It's a little bit slower one-on-one, man versus man inside there, taking on the offensive lineman. You kind of... both the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen are, the defensive linemen really are kind of blockers on the defensive side, in the fact that you're trying to keep the linebackers clean and trying to stuff the hole. But talk about your defensive line coach and the factors that go into you trying to get playing time, and what it's like playing in on the defensive line in the KCAC.
Yeah, so our defensive line coach is Coach Curtis Bent. He's a former Bethel football defensive lineman, and he does a great job with us. We run some weird stuff on defense, and he preaches doing your job and doing your role. We're not always there to just pick up a block. We're there to also make plays, and he loves getting sacks. That really gets him hyped up. So whenever we get a chance to get one of those, he really emphasizes capitalizing on those opportunities, because you may not always get them. With that, and KCAC linemen, they're some of probably the best linemen in the NAI. They're big dudes, and we got a joke, KCAC block. You're not always going to get the holding call, so fight through it. And the way to get playing time, I feel like, is get up on the ranks, is do your job, do your responsibility, and when you get the opportunity to make a play, you got to capitalize on it.
Well, Caleb, as I looked at your schedule, it's pretty all KCAC, except for one non-con game, I believe, but really an odd schedule, at least game to start the first game of the season. You're going to friends will host Bethany in Wichita, and it's also senior night. The very first game of the year on your schedule is senior night. Tell me about that idea.
Well, we decided to do it on senior night, I believe. Of course, I don't know the final answer on that, but give some of those families. We got a lot of people from out of state that have to travel a ways, and sometimes I think they get a little caught up with once it gets deeper in the season, that if they have a summer to plan and get plane tickets here, that during the summer it gives them a good time to try to get down here, make it to the first game of the season to watch their kids play, and to be able to get into the senior day activities for their children. I think that is probably one of the main reasons. And so,
Caleb, go to and from the Slavic Farm down to Wichita, you got some roommates down there in the house. Just kind of talk about the last 3 years you're training in the summer, and how you've gotten better using Thunder Ridge and the weight room in Kensington, and what you've done to make yourself bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah, during the summers, kind of focus on keeping my weight up while still working in the heat and stuff every day. So keeping weight up is a big thing. And then trying to keep my weight up, but stay a little bit more lean, try to not get blubbery and stuff, for better terms, and just try to get a little thicker and keep getting better.
Well, Caleb, you've been around three great role models. Joel Struckoff, your high school football coach, Terry Harrison, head football coach at Friends in Wichita, and then your father, Jerick Wagenblast, all committed to the youth of America, all coaches, all great Christian men. How would you compare those three, and how much different are those three men that believe in Jesus Christ and making young men stronger?
I would compare them very similarly. All three of them have always focused on like life after the sport, after you're done playing sports. Obviously, you can't play them forever, so someday you're going to have to use these life lessons that you learn from sports and become a man someday and raise a family and whatnot. So they've all three of them that I've had have preached that throughout the year and throughout the seasons that I've played for them. Obviously, my dad, he's taught me a lot of life lessons past football and basketball as well, but grew up in the basketball gym with my dad early on, and then took a little break there, and now he's back to coaching. So seeing him back to doing that's good, and doing it with my brothers. They're all very similar coaches, I would say.
Caleb, the most important thing in life, as you said, is growing and becoming a man, a great Christian, but we need to talk about life after football, as you said. What is your major, and what is your plan as things come to an end the next couple of years? What do you want to do, and what are you majoring in?
Majoring as a business administration major here there at Friends, and hoping to become somewhere maybe in like the agricultural appraisals is kind of what I'm hoping for at the moment. Get into the thing that my mom brought up to me is it's kind of like a dying job, that there's not many new people coming into doing it. And so I'm hoping to be able to get into the appraisal side of ag maybe, or appraisal side of the business life after I'm done playing football here.
Well, Caleb Wagenblast, always a honor and a pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck this year at Friends, and who knows, maybe I'll show up to one of the games sometime before your career ends. I hope to come down and watch you, and I know with the excitement of taking Grandview to the edge last year before they won the NAIA championship gives you guys and Friends a lot of motivation, and I appreciate your time, and best of luck in the future.
Absolutely, John. Thank you very much for having me.